Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone in here to the Clay County Corner this morning, coming to you live and in living color on your radio dial, which happens to be turned to 101.5 Kicks Country, WVFBFM, if you're hearing this. And it's a pleasure once again to be here on this nice, crisp morning here in Clay County. The sun's shining. The cold air is out. We're sitting here in the corner of the old courthouse. Got the fireplace going, and I've got Mr. Tony Shante here with me this morning from the Department of Labor. We'll start off, like you shouldn't do on anything, kind of an apology. I kind of came into this from blind this morning. Kevin was... he's the expert on the economic development here in the county, but he had an important meeting that he had to go to this morning, so I'm kind of subbing for him just a little bit on this, but I know we've got a whole bunch of information about the economic status of Clay County, some of the things that are being maybe planned for Clay County and that type thing, and of course, I want to remind everyone, this is a big weekend here for our courthouse. We got our Christmas variety show coming up this weekend. During the second half of the show, Mr. Mike Gold and Michael Gold's going to come by, and we're going to talk about our Christmas show coming up Saturday night. And also, we're going to have a Christmas open house here where we've got our old courthouse offices here decorated in old-fashioned Christmas. The ladies from the FCE down Hermitage Springs came by yesterday and set their room up. They've got an old-fashioned hee-haw Christmas room set up down there, which is pretty neat. And the courthouse will be open for the next week or so where you can come in and take a look at these decorations in here. And you might even want to go upstairs and look at the stage up there, which we've got set up for the play Saturday night. And, of course, we absolutely want you to show up for the play Saturday night. But before we get into all these things, we want to thank everyone that makes this show possible, our sponsors, the Chamber of Commerce, Three Star Committee, and we will take a little short break, be back just in a minute while I catch my breath, and we may have a couple more little announcements to make, and then we'll talk about Clay County and economics. We'll be back just in a minute.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. As I said, once again, I have a special guest here with us this morning. But before we get to him, we got one little bit in history today. This is the day the Hanging Chad case was decided on this day in history in 2000 of Bush versus Gore. So I thought that was kind of a neat happening on this day. But that's about the only thing I've got in history today. But we'll have our birthdays and anniversaries here in a few minutes. And a local thing. We've got a basketball game, I think, down at the high school tomorrow night. And I think, I'm not sure if the junior high is playing at home tonight or not, but the Thursday night's usually nights for that. And remember the number to call to get your name on the birthday list is 243-5574, and you have a chance to win one of those delicious ice cream cakes from out at the Dairy Queen. And with that, good morning, Mr. Shanti. How are you this morning?
Good morning. Thank you for having me on here.
Did you enjoy your drive up this morning?
It was a very pleasant drive, yes.
Well, did you drive all the way up from the capital city? Or
I came from Cookeville.
You didn't have to come too far.
No, not too far. Yeah. My office is located in the American Job Center there in Cookeville.
So you don't have an office downtown among the rest of it?
No. I'm a little closer to here.
But that's good news. I mean, it's always nice to have folks nearby.
Yes.
I know you've got some things you want to talk to us about the economic situation here in Clay County and some of the plans, maybe, and some facts and figures that you've got. So if you would, just proceed.
Sure. We'll talk a little bit about what my office is doing along with the American Job Centers for the Clay County area. We've had a couple of multi-employer job fairs here in this area with some pretty good success for those that are unemployed seeking jobs to connect them to the local employers. We regularly participate in your workforce committee to see how we can assist in making the community better. You do have a couple of local businesses that we have been able to provide some business grants to train their employees, whether on the job training or employees that already work there to upskill them. So we have done some of that. And you've got a new, corporation here called the Work at Home Initiative with Julie Crow, and we have been doing some work with her.
Okay, I know Julie's been on here with us. Can you tell us a little bit maybe how far that is advanced now and what's going on with them?
She just recently gave me a tour of the facility that they're going to be operating out of. They've got some new grant money, and they were able to secure a place to set up both training and for individuals who need a place to operate for a little bit until they get their home set up. So that's going pretty well. We've been in discussion with the local workforce board in order to try to get them get the people seeking employment through her set up and help them out with the removing those barriers that they have, like transportation or computers or things of that nature.
Okay, and we do know that a lot of these folks are, there's actually, I think, maybe two groups they may fall into, and that is folks that are that have been out of the workforce for a little while and are kind of looking for things to do, and maybe then some younger folks that are seeking to get in the workforce that have had troubles like finding daycare facilities and things like that here in the county.
Yes.
And I know that this is going to provide an opportunity for them. And do you have any idea of the type of jobs that may be available for maybe the different professions now that are using online folks?
Well, there's a lot of folks here in the Upper Cumberland and in Clay County that use the Jobs for TN system. A lot of them here in Clay County only use it to report their unemployment wages for the folks that are working for them, but some also use the advertising side that allows them to advertise the jobs that they have available and that folks on the job seeker side of the website can find those jobs. So there's a lot that we can offer both of those categories, as well as a third category we've been working with, and that's the reentry folks, those that are leaving incarceration at the local jail level.
Okay, and I do know that, you know, a lot of folks don't realize, especially a lot of folks outside this area, and of course a lot of the folks here in this area don't realize the type of superhighway that they're living on here for the information age here in the Upper Cumberland area.
Absolutely.
Through the Twin Lakes telephone folks. And I know we have basically any speed that you're willing to pay for and use.
Right. Which is great because, again, the platform's there. It's free for both sides, employers and job seekers, to use. We encourage the employers to get on that system more frequently and post their job openings. We have a program called Lunch and Learn that we've offered once before here in Clay County, to where we kind of walk the employers through how to do things on that platform. And we're going to be doing another one probably after the first of the year, maybe February, March, and we're going to invite the employers back in to talk to them about the system.
Well, you know, I do know, too, that, you know, the so-called brick-and-mortar jobs in the small rural area like this that are going to hire hundreds of people are a thing of the past, aren't they? I mean, they just...
It depends,
With the location where we are, is as far as we are from a large metropolitan area, and we, you know, we hear all the time all the new companies that are coming into Nashville, Murfreesboro, even, and well, especially the ones like in the Nashville area, so many of those. Now, these companies don't warehouse and stock supplies like companies did years ago. They want to be close to a place that can get them materials within minutes if they want them and get them delivered to the
Absolutely.
Place where they assemble things.
And that's another good thing about having the internet services that they do here in Clay County is that you could get on board with a call center, or if you're good with the IT department, the information technology department, and you want to work on computers or networking, that's the way things are moving right now. And we can provide some of the services to train you if need be.
Okay, and I don't know... In this area, I guess just looking around the area, have we picked up any manufacturing jobs in the last year or so here in this area?
Well, I know your roads have gotten a lot better, so that's one of, I think, what Kevin is working on is trying to attract some more manufacturers. But you do have some here. You've got V&F Transformers. You've got Tennessee Manufacturing. You've got Dutch Craft and a few others.
Honest Abe.
Honest Abe is a big one. Honest Abe's family of businesses is a big one. And again, we've helped out Honest Abe and some others with some business grants to help train some folks.
Okay, and, you know, the outlook for the county is, you know, sometimes everyone looks at it and sees it as being kind of bleak. But, you know, I've noticed, and I'm sure that your department has too, that there is a definite change in traffic flow through the Upper Cumberland now, and we're getting lots more traffic through here, but we can't get them to stop and spend money with us like
right,
we made for
right.
them to.
That's definitely something else I think Kevin's been working on, is how to attract them to stay here for a little bit as they drive through, and we encourage that. We Labor Department and the American Job Centers works closely with the Economic and Community Development Department in Tennessee. And if we find some way that we can refer folks or let them know about their services, that department can come in and assist as well.
Okay, let's take a little short break here and work in a couple of words from our sponsors, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Thank you.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. City, it's great to be here this morning, and it's great having Tony Shante here with us this morning with the Department of Labor, as he said, from his office over in Cookeville, and he's filled us in on a few things. And I know, Tony, you've got some more important things that you want to talk about for a few minutes.
Yes. One is, again, I want to encourage the employers in the area to utilize the Jobs for TN system, to go to the advertising side or the marketing side, per se, and post their jobs and let the folks out here in the community know they're looking for people. It's great to have the sign out on the front or out on the road that says hiring now, but again, it's the technology age with the younger generation especially, and they look at everything on their phones and the computers. So one way to reach them is to put that out online.
Well, you know, that's kind of humorous. You know, a lot of people don't drive around looking for jobs.
Right.
They sit in front of the computer and search there these days instead of getting out and driving, don't they?
Yes, absolutely they do. And it's easier to find things on the computer sometimes than out driving around. So we definitely encourage the employers to do so. One of the other things that we're looking at right now, what we've started is in a lot of our communities, is a jail outreach for the reentry folks, probation and parole, those folks as well. We want to capture those folks and offer them the opportunity to get employed because that will reduce recidivism, and that's one of the governor's priorities right now.
Okay, and I know that that is it's a big problem all over the nation, all over the state of Tennessee, is that, you know, the repetition of the cycle that goes in once
Absolutely.
You get in the system, how hard it is to break out.
Yes.
And I know with talking with Sheriff Boone, you know, one of the priorities of the new planned jail here is going to be, you know, a classroom, which, you know, of course, will be connected out to the mainstream, and where they, and hopefully, you know, looking even maybe at some time or other having an online class from Tennessee Tech or, well, basically from any college in the U.S. these days, that you can do that.
Absolutely. And we encourage the employers to take a chance on some of these folks. And let us know if you're willing to do so we can advertise that to the reentry community. And to make it a little bit easier for the employers to take that chance, there's a couple of programs they may not be aware of. One of them is the Work Opportunity Tax Credit. So if they hire somebody that's been involved with the justice system or low income or veterans in that category, they could receive up to $9,600 per person on their taxes. It's a credit that comes back to them.
Okay, and I know you mentioned there the veterans. Do you have any idea of the number of veterans maybe that we have in this area here now?
I did not.
I mean, that's throwing a number out. I knew that you didn't know, but
I didn't know that.
There are quite a few of them, aren't they?
There are, and we want them to know that we offer veteran services at the American Job Center. They have a priority of service, so they kind of go to the head of the line. And we try to assist them with either interview skills or resumes or job placement. So we have a lot of intensive services we can offer to the veteran community. The other thing I wanted to mention, both for them, but more specifically for the employers, is a program called Federal Bonding. It costs nothing to the employers or the individual, and they can get bonded for 6 months for up to $5,000. And this is kind of an insurance policy for the employers if something happens on the job site or some tool walks off, that it covers them for them, the individual that they hired.
Okay, so, you know, it seems like, you know, that we're getting all things covered and making it, I guess, more attractive to the employer to hire folks that, you know, they might not look at otherwise, which is great news, isn't it?
It is. We really want to focus on the employers and make it easier for them to get the right employees.
And okay, now the employable people pool in county.
Yes.
I don't know whether you have those figures with you or not. I'm sure you do.
I may. Yes.
I'll tell you what. You look for that, and I'll do a little short break, and we'll come back.
Okay.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missing types or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Welcome back, everyone. Just as we come back, we have for a birthday and anniversary thing today, we have two names that are celebrating birthdays this week. Mr. Scotty McLaren celebrated a birthday during this period of time, Mr. Joey Tidwell. So we'll be drawing out, be a big-time draw this morning between these two. We might flip a quarter on this one to see who wins the cake today. We try to keep our selection system as sophisticated as we can.
Right.
So there can never be a question of us ever cheating anyone on getting their birthday cake. But with that, Tony, I know we talked about, you know, the employment, unemployment. Approximately how many people in Clay County now are actually unemployed?
So right now your unemployment rate's 3.2%, and you've got just over 100 folks roughly unemployed.
And that, I can remember back when Oshkosh closed down, we were up in double figures. I think we got up maybe close to one time, one in five people that were unemployed here.
Right, I'm sure that was pretty bad.
And I do know, you know, we have a lot of people that, you know, travel to Cookeville. We have a few people maybe even travel as far as Murfreesboro, Smyrna. I know we've got some folks that work down in Nissan in Smyrna, and, you know, that have been there a long time. But, you know, it would take a pretty good paying job to bring someone back here to Clay County, wouldn't it?
I don't think it's necessarily just the pay. I think there's some other factors that are involved in that. But we encourage the employers to do what they can and grow so that a lot of folks don't have to travel outside the county for employment. One thing we'd like to see here is a daycare center or some folks stepping up to take care of children because we do have programs that might pay for that cost.
I know that there's quite a bit of assistance there for daycare, and I think we've had maybe a few people that have investigated it, but so far we haven't been able to establish one, have we?
I don't believe so.
And you know, I know, let me ask you this, with Cookeville, their economic growth over there,
yes.
Is it still pretty much booming over there, or is it kind of leveled
up? It is. There's always a project or two going on trying to entice the companies that are already there to expand, to grow, as well as bring in new employers. And of course, we're seeing a lot of overflow from Nashville. As our jobs grow there, we have less people traveling out to employing.
Okay, and right now, which direction maybe is Cookeville spreading? You know, it's not spreading back this way as much, is it?
No, I think a lot of our new growth is probably towards the Nashville side on the west side, especially with that new interchange that they completed. I don't want to speak for the Cookeville departments of what they're doing. Other than that, it looks like our growth is on that side.
We were always hoping to come back this way. So. And I know here with our tourism here, we have quite a bit of summer employment. But tourism is a big industry here that sometimes I think we ignore and don't try to work it as hard as maybe as we should.
Right. And you've got a beautiful area here. I'm a motorcyclist myself, so we come up here a lot and do rides on the roads. You've got the lake. You've got the marina. There's so much to offer here for folks.
And are you a Harley man?
Well, currently I have a Honda, but I'm always looking to uptrade.
Well, how about my Christmas pun for the day? What kind of motorcycle does Santa Claus ride?
What kind?
A Harley Davidson.
A Harley Davidson. That's good.
But Tony, I know we've sitting here and talked to you, and we're about the end of time. Tell us just a little bit about yourself while we're finishing up.
Well, I was in the Army for 23 years, bounced around the globe, originally from Tampa, Florida. We settled here on one of my assignments in the Army in Cookeville. So when I retired, we came back to the community because we like this region so well. And then I got into the Department of Labor, and I've been working with the labor staff and the American Job Center for close to 3 years now.
Very good. Well, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and We'll get you back again sometime when Kevin can sit down here with us, because he would probably come up with some better in-depth questions than I did this morning. But it's been a pleasure having you here. And, of course, as anyone that comes in, there's always an open invitation to make it back and join us whenever you can.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for being with us. With that, we'll take a little short break, and then we're going to talk a little bit about our Christmas production coming up here this weekend. So we'll be back just in a minute.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Everyone, and once again, I'd like to thank, it took me a few minutes with Mr. Tony Shanti to get his name straight, and then we let him introduce himself a little bit with the Department of Labor. And I know they have got some very, very interesting things going on here with the work-at-home folks and the online job that are available. And I think they've got some training sessions on that going on, quite a bit going on with that. And that looks like, you know, with our access to this the super information highway here, that this may be a good way for a lot of folks to work from home and kind of be their own boss. And it looking very bright for that group. Good morning to, now let's see, they've even written their names down here, so I'll know who they are coming in here. And that would be, let's see, Michael Goat, I believe, is one of the names here, and Susan Scoville, I believe, is the other one. I seem like I've seen you folks before somewhere or another.
I think you have somewhere.
We're getting ready to do our annual Christmas show, and I ran across a couple of things before we start on that. Someone handed me one of these the other night, and that is the program from our first two plays we did.
Really?
It says 2012.
Yeah, they look faded. They look crumbly. It must be 18,000.
And I kind of looked down on this thing and kind of, you know, what we had done since this thing started. What we had done, what we did. Correct my English if I get wrong.
I did.
Excuse me,
or done. It doesn't make any difference.
Okay. Don't make no difference.
Don't make no difference.
Anyhow.
Wasn't that what the song said, don't make no difference now?
That's it.
We started out this thing with, kind of a takeoff on Miracle on 34th Street. And we had, golly, I don't remember how many actors we had. We had about, let's see, 3, 6, 7, about 15 actors in that one that year.
My.
And it was a full... full, I don't know, about an hour of time. We even had the gentleman playing the judge. I think he's now the county lawyer here now. That would have been Mr. Birdwell down here. He was the judge in it. Yeah. We had folks all the way from junior high up through senior citizens in this thing. And
we must have had 15 last year.
Yeah, but, and with this much, they had a bunch of lines. You know, we kind of graduated away from that. We found out that if you have a big, long play with a lot of lines for 12 or 15 people, it's a whole lot better if you come up with 20-something people and each one of them have one-liners. But, and we did that for a couple of years. We did that with a different cast the second year. And then one year we did kind of the takeoff on the Red Skelton show, The Cop and the Anthem, where Red tried to get put in jail. We did that, and then we had another Santa trial where Santa was tried for breach of contract because this little girl didn't get her little pony outfit that she was supposed to get.
A pony outfit?
And, you know, the little pony stuff, the little toys.
Oh, yeah.
She didn't get the right stable or something. They were suing Santa for breach of promise.
I thought you were talking about a riding crop.
No. We cleared him of that, so we kept him out of jail again. And then a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, we did a takeoff on Tuna Christmas, which went very well. And as we were doing these things, we started to intersperse more music into the show. And then last year, we had the surprise birthday play with music.
Sure.
And this year, we talked about it a little bit and decided that we would maybe move it on over a little bit farther for a year and set up and kind of do a variety show this year and move away from a longer length job of acting, because it was the last couple, it's been kind of hard to get actors to commit to it, isn't it?
Well, it is. It certainly is, and especially if there's a lot of dialogue and everybody's so busy.
I know as one of the people that was involved for so many years in the programs we had out at the high school, you know, we had a captive audience out there, and you know, we basically, don't tell nobody, we took off about a month or so from a whole lot of schooling and did something that I guess the folks now don't think is really important, and that was to teach young gentlemen, young men, the beauty and the importance of acting, music, being up
really?
On the stage,
okay.
You know, things like that. And we actually went out and hired a band that came in, and we practiced for like 5 or 6 weeks.
Wow.
On that thing.
Did you teach them how to memorize?
Yes. I mean, what we did is a lot of things they're doing now is we took a basic story of something that we wrote ourselves, the students, myself, Mr. Mayfield Brown. We would sit down and write us up a little play. And then we would place like old or new songs within that fit the theme we were doing and the scene that we were having. I know we had, we had to play one year where the daddy left here and went to Indiana to work and left the family back in Tennessee and that type thing, where he was all up in Indiana, all heartbroken, and the family was back home, which was kind of neat. But those were great shows. But this year, we've looked at something different. And Mike, I'll let you and Susan talk about the part that you're doing, which is the, I guess, more the non-musical part.
Right. We've got the acting side to it. We're just part of the acting side to it. We have just formed a new entity, I guess you would say, for actors here in Clay County, and we're calling it the Clay County Players.
That's a unique and original name.
Well, have you ever had Clay County Players before, or Clay County Actors with a
no,
name?
No, I'm just...
No, I know you're kidding, but I'm serious.
Yeah, no,
I
absolutely.
Have you? Is this the first
and,
time?
You know, and one of the nice things about that is that it enables you to have a lot of people in and out of it without...
That's right. That's exactly right. We can, of course, we could, have names on the back or something where Clay County Players, who they are, without having to write names down through the whole program. It's a lot easier just to say Clay County Players. And then, of course, like you just said, you can have people coming in if they want to do a play and not do the next play.
Right. And, you know, there, one year there might be a group come in and says, hey, let's do about a 30 or 45-minute play this year based on some Christmas theme. And, hey, we say, hey, that's great.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, some people might want to say, hey, this Christmas, let's do a Halloween deal. No, I'm kidding about that.
We might have to bring that to a vote for a council. Okay, now, just exactly what do you got going? I mean, what you got going this year then?
Well, we haven't started yet. When is it?
It's Saturday night. Oh, so you've got 2 days.
This Saturday night.
Yeah, you got 2 days.
Holy moly.
That
yeah.
could be a problem.
No, it's all done. It's going to be a good show. You're going to have a lot of music and a lot of acting in between. And they're skits. It's not a play. They're probably 5-minute skits. And we've got some great, great people that are involved in that. Greg and Sue Brooks. Let's see. We've got Sloan Tiernan, Susan Scoble. And I will be doing it as well. Let's see. I think Cherokee might do a little part. I'm not sure. But that is that it? Is that that you know of?
Yes.
Okay. Now, just with the skits, I think, you know, one thing we thought was like some pop-up things where the actors may pop up somewhere out in the audience and involve somebody or something along that line.
You never know, and you don't know what's going to happen. We feel that this is going to be a really good time in between the bands going up to set up and the bands coming down, excuse me, from performing. So we feel that these skits are going to be killer. Actually, killer.
They're going to be good. No murder involved.
No murder involved. Yeah.
Let's see. And then along the other side of this, tickets are at the banks now. I haven't checked to see if they're going out like hotcakes or not. But we have some available at the door. You know, the seating is limited here. But if you're really, really interested, you might want to go down by the banks. And I took a few over to the chamber office the other day, so there's some there. And go over by there and pick you up a
Now, the tickets this year are only $7, right?
Yeah, we dropped 50 cents off.
Okay. How much were they in 15 when you had...
I think we had $5.
$5.
We started out with $5.
So
kept it that way until last year.
And I think next year you're talking about $50 a piece or something.
Well, let's see. That way we don't have to attract...
You can get two people in here.
That would depend on how famous the Clay County players become.
Yeah. There you are. There you go.
Famous or infamous?
Infamous?
It would be infamous.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a little short break. Wait.
Okay.
If Randy's there, we might ought to wait until he tells me Randy, in case you didn't know it, on a very, very serious nature, Randy is running the station by himself now with the help of his computerized system. Mr. John Keaton is still under the weather quite a bit, and of course we'd like to wish him well. And I do know that the last word I heard was there was some improvement there, and that... But with that, that's give us enough time. So let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
You may not realize how important three letters can be. For a patient who needs type A, B, or O blood, these letters can mean life. But there simply aren't enough people giving blood. Without more donors, hospitals may not have the blood needed to save lives. That's why the American Red Cross needs people to help restore the A's, B's, and O's that are depleting each day. You are the missing type patients need. Visit redcrossblood.org/missingtypes or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make your donation appointment today.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
Welcome back, everyone. I think what we, Michael, we will now, let's kind of look at the way we're going to have maybe the show set up.
Okay.
And I've got a list here, yeah. And I think...
Well, you better check it twice
and
find
see
out
who's
naughty
or nice. Because Santa Claus
is
coming
dead.
To town. We're in a jolly mood. I guess this comes from the fact that since I had white hair and I let my beard grow out, I was Santa Claus for a number of years.
There you go, grow a few pounds.
So I wised up and started getting my hair cut first of December and shaving down a little bit every year.
Well, Thomas, you might want to join our little barbershop skit then for your beard.
Well, I've got the barbershop finished up there, I hope.
Oh, good.
We'll go up there and take a look at that in a minute.
Right.
Okay, now beginning with back, like I said, back to the show again, and want to remind folks that that we will be upstairs before the play starts Saturday night. And I know a lot of folks like to get here real early and run upstairs and get them a front row seat. But we'd like for you to remain down in the hallway in the lobby down here until about a quarter till 7, and then we'll let everyone come on up and take a seat. But looking at the show itself, I think we're going to start off with a little poem from the trailer park.
Mm-hmm.
'Twas the night before Christmas from the trailer park, and James Hamilton's going to be doing that.
Good.
And then the Salina KA Choir are going to come up, and I think they have three numbers that they're going to do. I got a call from them. I mean, we get people calling and wanting to be in.
There you go.
That is great news, and it's great when we can bring in our youngsters.
The children.
Because, you know, every year we try to have something for our very young folks, actors or bystanders or whatever. So they're coming up to do something. And then we're going to do something a little bit different this year. We're going to give this group, I guess, what we call set time, where they will do a set of music. And this group is composed of Craig Ogletree, Jim Stevens, Cherokee Upton, and Emma West. And then I think Daniel Westmoreland also joins them for a number. And they're going to be, I know a group of, they're going to be doing some things as a trio with Craig, Jim, and Cherokee. And I know some of the things they're doing, there's a couple that aren't traditional Christmas songs, but they are kind of inspirational song. One is called Brotherly Love, which is a more of a basic country type song, and another one, Happy Ending. We're going to let them end their part of the show with Happy Ending.
Wonderful.
So.
Those guys, every single one of those guys that you just mentioned are fantastic.
They are great. And I know a couple of things they're doing. I know these are songs that I recommended, those guys that were kind of favorites of mine. I know Craig's going to do Pretty Paper, which has become a Christmas tradition with him. And I had Jim a couple of years ago look at the Roger Miller song called Old Toy Trains, and he kind of liked that, and he's doing that again. But then the three of them, they're doing some numbers. I know Star of Bethlehem is one of them, Oh Holy Night, and I think maybe then... I was trying to think, there's a couple of more songs that they do. And I think they're going to open up their set with Emma West doing Tender Tennessee Christmas.
You know, that is just, that's worth it just to come to see those guys.
You know, and like I said, we'll have them set up, and they'll have a little section there where they're working from. And they have been practicing intensely for really a long, long time on this, even before I contacted them, practicing on some things together. and then looking after they finish, and we get, then we would go to the Clay County Players.
There you go.
And they'll do some things. And then we've got Sloan Tiernan, who is a
love Sloan. Love him.
Sloan was in the murder mystery
yes,
thing.
Yes, he was.
And he was.
I think Sloan has been working with the choir up at the Baptist Church.
Yes,
I believe, and a very pleasant surprise. Extremely good voice.
Well, you know what? Go ahead, Susan. Were you talking about him in the murder mystery?
Well, I was just mentioning he's the one that done it in the murder mystery.
Yeah, shot his brother's bride. Is that what it was?
I believe that's what it was.
Yeah, sure.
And like I said, Sloan is doing Murray, Did You Know, which is not an easy song to do,
no.
Especially with a male voice. But he does a tremendous job with that. And then we got a newcomer here, a young man named Matthew Poole, who's doing, when Sloan finishes, we'll go back to skits and things again for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Then Matthew will come up, and he's going to do It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas. And I think he's supposed to be bringing his guitar along.
Mm-hmm.
And some of these will be with soundtracks and some with music. Oh, I forgot to mention that another highlight of the show, talked about Daniel Westmore a minute ago. He and Cherokee are doing a duet of Feliz Navidad.
Oh,
wonderful.
Which is really, really good.
I look forward to hearing that.
Yeah.
And then the actor Matthew finishes. We'll be back with the Clay County Players. And then Amy Tilson and family.
Oh, great, Amy.
Another
Amy's
great
wonderful.
Voice.
Yeah.
And Amy is doing one number with her daughter, Lily.
Great.
It's Christmas, Where Are You? From Frozen.
Yes, I believe so.
And that's another hard bit of music to do. And then she and her mom is coming down from somewhere up north to take part in our show because she wanted to sing with her daughter.
Oh, I love that.
And they are doing Dolly Parton's Hard Candy Christmas.
Oh, that's really nice.
So that we've got that going on with them.
They were
them.
So good last year, too.
Yes. Yeah, and like I said, Amy has a tremendous sing. Well, I mean, these folks are all tremendously talented.
Yes, they are.
They're here just waiting for us to, you know, incorporate them into a big extravaganza one of these days,
mm-hmm.
which we're going to have to get together and get all these commitments and get this done and probably try to do this sometime in the summer.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many of these things. You know, something that's been in my mind for years, I don't know whether it'll ever make it out or not, and that is I know that the Playhouse up at Crossville has stopped doing the Sanders Family Christmas. And I know we have the talent here to do that here in the Clay County Courthouse. And that's something that, you know, it's back there in the mind. Maybe one of these days it'll make it to the forefront. But then, after Amy finishes, we're back with more of our skits.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the finale, while the last skits are going on, we're going to allow the Nashwood folks, Chuck and Cynthia Chitwood, to set up on the stage there. And they're going to come out and do, I think, maybe two Christmas songs. Hallelujah is one of them.
Leonard
Cohen.
Yeah.
Leonard Cohen.
So, I know
absolutely.
They're going to do that, and I forgot the name of the other one. But then Chuck is really going to rock the place on the last one. He's doing the Tractor's version of Santa Claus Boogie.
That is
boy.
Wonderful. That is wonderful.
So,
is that when you're going to dance?
Well,
you're supposed to come out and dance.
A conga line through the courthouse.
Yeah, conga line. That's it. You're leading it.
Then we'll bring all of the cast members up on the stage, and we will do Christmas in Dixie.
Well, that'll be fun.
And we may have piano accompaniment or maybe a cappella or whatever, but that's kind of how we finish up. And I know there's a couple of surprises in there we're not going to talk about, but something about Jingle Jangle or something or other going to be worked in there. So, like I said, we put a few things in there that weren't necessarily Christmas this year for just nice family-type entertainment. And
it is, and all the skits, they may not be Christmassy, all of them. But they are things that are from the heart. So that is sort of incorporated into the heart part of Christmas and the God part of Christmas.
And like I said, we're looking forward to this is shaping up, I've said before, one of the best looking shows we've had.
Yeah.
And we have taken quite a bit of effort, you know, to keep it moving along.
Mm-hmm.
I know last year we kind of got hodgepodge somewhere along the line last year. And we had new equipment up there. We had new lighting and things. But we've been working the last couple of weeks with our sound system and getting our lights
adjusted. Well, you've been working hard on the stage at the backdrop, too, I
believe.
Well,
we have some Old Town Salina there at the back of the stage that I think folks would kind of enjoy seeing. We're using part of the scenery that we had from last year, but we've rebranded it, and then we've added some new. We have turned the reindeer barn into the barber shop.
Yeah.
We've even listed a few names of some of our old barbers there, and the shaves were a shave by itself was 50 cents, I believe, and a haircut 50 cents, and if you got a combo shave and haircut, 80 cents.
Oh, but that's a good deal.
Yeah, and we may have the barber chair up there.
Oh, good.
So, we can't get a barber chair.
It'd be hard to get it up there. You'd have
but,
to bring heavy. It through a second story window.
But everything is looking neat up there, and we will, of course, we will get the balcony cleaned up a little bit, and I've got one of the windows up where we can open it because it gets kind of warm up in that balcony.
Oh, good.
I think that's the first time that window's been open since Tompkinsville bombed us back during the Civil War.
All right, Randy, did you hear that?
I tell you what, let's take one little ice break. We'll come back and give away a birthday cake, and we'll find something to talk about for a minute or two.
Let's do it.
All right, we'll be back just in a minute.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Welcome back, everyone. Well, we've covered a whole lot of stuff, Mike. Susan, you got anything we've missed?
Let's see. Yeah, I think we're... No? I don't.
Well, Doctor,
I don't know. I think we've hit everything. Seats are limited up there, so, you know, first come, first serve. And, of course, everybody's going to be downstairs, so it'll be a mad dash.
Oh, and we forgot after the show, the reception down here,
yeah,
where we have refreshments. Have a little refreshment line, and I think this year it'll be set up out in the hallway.
Oh,
and
good.
Because we're going to have the rooms full of decorations, and the Christmas open house rooms will be decorated. We've got one already finished down here.
It looks beautiful.
The FCE, beautiful job with the Hee Haw Christmas down there.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
They've even got some, it smells like hay in there, doesn't it?
It does.
They've done a tremendous job with that. Let's see. Get a quarter out of your pocket and flip it, and we'll see who wins the cake.
I'll have to flip a credit card.
Well, if that ain't
quarters.
Wait a minute. I've got one here in my pocket, maybe. Yep, I do. Okay, if it comes up heads, Scotty wins the cake. If it comes up tails, Joey wins the cake.
God, stood on edge.
It's still rolling.
It came up heads.
It rolled in
like
the other room.
It came up heads. Scotty, you won the birthday cake today. So go over by the chamber office and pick up your little card over there. We don't give you coins over there either, but they've got a little gift card there. Take that over to Dairy Queen. Get yourself one of those delicious ice cream cakes.
Well, those good, too.
They are good. Looks like we're about to run out of time, though.
No.
We beat this horse to death again.
Oh, so man.
We might as well shut the barn door, I guess.
Y'all come.
Yeah, y'all come Saturday night. And like I said, come enjoy yourself for the play, then the variety show, and then come downstairs and have some nice warm refreshments and some cookies and various things on the set down here for you, and socialize with the cast and with each other, which is one of the major reasons we like to get you in here.
There you go.
Let everybody get together again. And with that, I guess it's time that we say, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again next week, and hopefully right here on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country. And don't forget to tune in at 6 o'clock tonight for the rebroadcast. And right now we're working on getting it back streamed again on the Delahalla Rising side. And hopefully sometime within the next few days we'll have that little problem taken care of. And with that, I guess it's time for good day, Clay County. Shalom.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.